standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here.
Can you well, good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Wednesday, October the 3rd, Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. I'd like to thank all of those of you who responded to the Bob Chapman special last night and kept me up way past my bedtime. But it was fine. Unfortunately, the response was far greater than the availability of the $10 franc, or the 10 franc coin. We didn't have many, as I mentioned. They don't come around too often, and when they do, they disappear real fast. And congratulations to all those who acquired them, and my apologies for those who missed out. As you will notice on the webpage today, we have the 20 franc, Swiss franc Helvetia. It's exactly the same as the 10th. The 10th was $79. This coin is a fifth of an ounce, in other words, 2/10, and therefore 2/10 equals $158. So those are available. Get them while you can. Wall Street took a bit of a breather today off 79 points to close the day at 13,968. NASDAQ was off 17 at 2,729. S&P 500 off 7 at 1,539. Pretty much, even though, as we heard from Bob Chapman yesterday, the market is discounted, probably good news on employment coming out on Friday. Nobody wants to take that as a sure bet. Rather, they are going to sit around and wait for it. As according to the Associated Press, Wall Street extended the pullback today as investors retrenching from an optimistic stance early in the week, waited to see how well corporate earnings and the job market have held up in an uneven economy. Bear Stearns today, after Morgan Stanley yesterday announced it was cutting 600 mortgage brokers, Bear Stearns today says he's laying off 310 mortgage brokers. Alan Greenspan's running around Europe promoting his book, telling everybody the worst of the subprime crisis is over. Unfortunately, according to the experts, we have only scratched the surface of the subprime debacle, and we have only seen about 10% of the carnage due to come. Metals in New York City closed up 20 cents. Gold did at $729.90. Silver up 2 cents at $13.36. Platinum up $15 at $13.60. Palladium up 5 at $3.55. U.S. dollar slightly stronger by 26 basis points at 78.46. When we return, our weekly visit with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries after these messages.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. And as I said, we do each and every Wednesday. Great pleasure to welcome Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you. I'm here, and I always enjoy being here.
It's my pleasure. Just something away from the subject. A lot of people may not know this. Well, I'm sure a lot of people do if they follow baseball. But here in the Valley of the Sun, it is completely nuts, because tonight is the start of the playoffs in baseball.
Right.
And the Diamondbacks are playing the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
And if people watch the series, you will be hard-pressed to figure out which is the home team. There are most probably more Chicago fans in Phoenix, Arizona, than there are Diamondback fans.
That was the case with Cardinals for a long time, too.
Yes, absolutely. And the point that I just want to make here is that when people align themselves, whether it's with a team or political party or a philosophy, and it's in large reason why they adapt this is because their grandfather was a member of whether it was a union or whether it was a political party or whether it was a religious affiliation. It's passed on from father to son, and Cub fans represent how fervent people are. Here's a team that pretty much has never won anything in 99 years. But yet their support is unbelievable, and you cannot persuade a Cub fan any other way. And unfortunately, the analogy I see is the same in the bigger picture of life. You have obviously evangelicals that were brought up believing in the Scofield Reference Bible, and it's very hard for these people to come to grips with what they have learned has not been the gospel.
That's a good analogy, and it is sort of like sports fans, and it's emotional, and people really can't tell you why they're a Cub fan or why they're a Diamondback fan when it comes right down to you to it, can they?
No.
It's an emotional feeling.
Sure, it's something that was part, it's kind of hereditary. And this brings up obviously the dilemma that we face. I wasn't aware of how influential. Well, I am aware how influential certain evangelicals are. But I was shocked to find out about the secret organization called the Council for National Policy. Where they last week, as you remember, last week there was a lot of secret meetings going on in Utah, and James Dobson and many others were there who were issuing statements to the Republican Party saying they were going to abandon the Republican Party if they continued supporting Rudy Giuliani. But also at the time in Utah, and I don't know if James Dobson was part of this, but I would assume he was, there's a secret meeting of this organization called the Council for National Policy, and in a New York Times profile it says, the media should not know when or where we meet or what takes place in our programs before or after a meeting, one of the group's rules reads. Now, the founder of this organization is Tim LaHaye from the Left Behind series books. So we are dealing, whether we know it or not, we are dealing with a much deeper problem then we realize, thinking it's just basically Hagee and Christians United for Israel.
Yes, it's a sort of occultism, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we of course said all along that John Hagee is just a radical manifestation of this group, because if you meet with people like James Dobson, they're very normal acting people. They don't froth at the mouth and spew like John Hagee does. They're able to be very persuasive. They're able to sit with presidents and deal with presidents or with politicians or with big businessmen and get along very nicely, because they are businessmen themselves, and they know how to be, they know how to behave, and they know how to be moderate. And so people like Hagee, of course, are sort of a lunatic fringe. The Christian Zionist are really the lunatic fringe of what we think of as the evangelical movement. They go beyond what's reasonable, and they say unreasonable things, and they don't always last too long. They wear out their welcome, and they come and they go, and Hagee will come and go. But the movement that's there, that is so deeply steeped in the dispensational idea, is quite polished, and it's quite capable of being very political and very smooth and very effective, because it is organized. And people like Tim LaHaye have money, and they're good at organizing. James Dobson is organized all over the country. His organization has offices everywhere that are effectively political action offices. So, yes, the Christian right, or the Judeo-Christians, as we characterize them are more than just a baseball cult. They're more than just a bunch of fans of George W. Bush or some party. They are organized, and it is kind of frightening to look at it. And it's even more frightening if you look at what the principles are that keep them going. That is even more scary. But it does also offer the hope, because when you look at the principles that fire the evangelical movement along its path, they're pretty easily coped with. They're pretty easily argued with. Their arguments don't stand up very well to the light of day. They don't have strong positions that make you go home scratching your head and wondering how you answer that. The answers to their arguments are pretty simple, if you can ever get them to discuss those arguments with you. And therein lies the problem. The problem is figuring out what it is that makes them tick, and that's so important. It's absolutely urgent to understand the Council for National Policy or any of Tim LaHaye, of course, the Left Behind series, explains what he thinks if you read his novels. It doesn't quite explain why he thinks it, but it does explain what he thinks.
Obviously, the main speaker at this event at Utah was Dick Cheney, and it's obvious the war drums are obviously sounding for us to do something against Iran, and it's still why don't they question this theory of Christians, and there's a thing called the just war theory, which obviously any of the U.S. actions over the last few years hasn't qualified as a just war theory. But why do Christians who believe in the Prince of Peace constantly support war? I mean, are they that blind to their loyalty? Are they like Cub fans that they'll pay no attention to the reality of the world, that they will just go blindly forward? I mean, you've got a situation. This is what amazes me more in the James Dobson press conference, where they talked about how, you know, the Republicans better, you know, pay attention to their demands, because Rudy Giuliani is not acceptable to the evangelical Christians. And there's talk of, I don't know how legitimate it is, there's talk of supporting a third-party candidate, yet within the bowels of this Republican nomination, we have one Ron Paul.
Yes.
Who you would assume, based on his writings of many years and his statements and his pro-life stance and his obviously opposition to America's foreign policy and far-off wars and entangling alliances, It seems as though James Dobson has never heard of Ron Paul. Anyway, I mean, it went a little bit long. We'll get your take on that when we return.
All right.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, P.A. 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
When you feel like there's a sign there on your back, says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth.
Welcome back, my friends. On this Wednesday, we are speaking with Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. You can access his website at whtt.org. And you will find the question I posed in an article in Unheralded News entitled, Why Some Christians Fail to Support Ron Paul. Explain that.
Okay, well, and I might also add that for our agenda of items that we have pending, if you click the link that goes to Project Straight Gate, it will show the upcoming events that that We Hold These Truths and Project Straight Gate are involved in, it, which include a vigil in San Antonio, Texas at John Hagee's church coming up on the 28th day of October.
Of which I will be attending.
Which you will be attending. Wonderful. I'm delighted to hear that.
Well, I made a promise to you last time, and so I'm going to go and I'm going to spend a couple of weeks up at the mothership in Round Rock, Texas, and put a nice bow on it by attending the rally with you.
Well, that's great, and we have some people we know coming down from Austin. We have three carloads of people coming down from Austin, and so we should have a good camaraderie there.
Absolutely.
At the Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas, on the morning, early in the morning of the 28th day of October. Beautiful time to be in San Antonio.
Yes, and I'm not even worried.
It'll be my first trip, but I hear it's beautiful.
Yes, and I wouldn't even be worried about the people standing outside with cameras and...
Well, coming back to Ron Paul, which you asked me about, of course,
sure.
The Christian Covenant News is a Christian, is a devoutly Christian pro-life organization that really does know how to separate Christian issues. They stand on really traditional Christian issues, and they make the comment in this little story that the reason Ron Paul is not getting the Christian support, the support of the evangelical Christians, is because of his position, of which he has contended that Congress only has the right to declare war. He's taken this constitutional position that that the president did not have a right to drag us into Iraq, and he does not have a right to drag us into Iran without a proper vote of the Congress as provided for in the Constitution. And Mr. Paul has, of course, opposed the war for other reasons as well, but his basic reason he's given for opposing the war is that it's illegal.
Sure.
And he goes further than that. I think he honestly is opposed to the war, and at least I'm sure he is. But even if he was not necessarily opposed to the war, he has stated from the very first breath that it's illegal and therefore we shouldn't be there. He's condemned by the same Christian right which claimed to be constitutional and loving of American way and American freedoms and honoring our forefathers and extolling our forefathers as being Christians. Often churches like Tim LaHaye and John Hagee will extol our forefathers as being far more Christian than they really would deserve credit for. He would have made some of them blush. But they firmly contend that this is a Christian nation, and that our Constitution is divine. I think the Mormon Church goes so far as to say it's divinely inspired. And yet, Ron Paul, for taking what is clearly a constitutional position, is condemned by the Church. The evangelicals, the dispensational wing of the Church, the Christian Zionists, simply because they want the war. They feel that the war is necessary as a part of the Christian doctrine that they distort. And the apostate, we call it apostate when we go to John Hagee's church, the apostate Christian document, meaning that the church has fallen away from Christ's real doctrine and they've adopted something that man has placed in its place. And it's the basis of this that is the root of the objection of the council that you referred to, the Council of National Policy, and Tim LaHaye and James Dobson and other leaders for supporting not only the present war in Iraq, but also the proposed war in Iran, which there's absolutely no excuse and need for. No one has any argument for it. Now, the other day, if I may go on just a little bit,
sure.
John Hagee appeared on a talk radio program, and it was rather a good one. And the host didn't let him get away with filibustering for a solid hour. The host, who is quite bright, challenged him on one of his religious statements that he made. Essentially, he caught him in a stretch. And then he went on to ask John Hagee about his constitutional position.
Okay, we'll get the answers to what Mr. Hagee said after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
I'm tired of working every day for a dollar. About to choke on my own blue collar. This ain't gonna last. Misled by the grand illusion, I've come to this conclusion. I can't make a move too fast.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for a Wednesday. We're joined by Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Website is whtt.org. You were talking about a Hagee interview?
Yes, he was interviewed on a local station here by a man named Charles Goyette. And Hagee, as usual, spewed one verse after another of Scripture. And he was interrupted by the talk show host, who brightly recognized that he'd quoted something in reverse. This was about the state of Israel. He was explaining why one had to love and abide by and honor and cherish the state of Israel. And he used a piece of scripture that says almost exactly the opposite. It was something where Jesus was criticizing the Pharisees of his day. And this brought the interview to a sort of abrupt halt. And at that point, Mr. Hagee was asked by his host, "By the way, I'd like to know if you support the Constitution of the United States." And Mr. Hagee, of course, lectured that he did and explained how fervently he supported the Constitution. And then the host went on to ask him, "Well, then, why is it that you support the president's unauthorized war against the people of Iraq?" And why is it you're proclaiming and you're asking the president to declare an undeclared war against the people of Iran? And that brought the show to a floundering halt. It brought it into the state of a round-robin argument where they never got any further because Mr. Hagee was spent the rest of his time explaining how he thought the Constitution permitted the president to go out and declare wars at will. And the reason for it, of course, is that it is a war for Israel. And when he viewed the war in Iraq and the proposed war in Iran, he views those as wars for and in behalf of and necessary for the welfare of the state of Israel. And therefore, the Constitution be damned. The Constitution loses all its importance in his mind if the question involves doing something that is favorable to the people of the state of Israel. And so this is the basis on which most of these decisions are made. Rudy Giuliani, of course, has a love affair with the state of Israel. He's gone there to try to justify to make himself acceptable in the eyes of the Christian right. But his problem is that he has a very clear record being pro-abortion and some other positions. And, of course, he's Roman Catholic. And so he has a hard time with people like the Council for National Policy.
Not that we have anything against Roman Catholics.
Nothing against Roman Catholics, but the Council for National Policy is dominated by Protestants, or I should say evangelicals. The word Protestant is the wrong word. So this, I think, is at the root of the question of why Christian Zionists support war is the question. Is always the question of Israel. If it's Israel's war, then they have to support it. Doesn't matter if it's not constitutional, doesn't matter if it's brutal, doesn't matter if it's taking the life of innocent people. It really, none of these things matter. And Robbie, have you followed the latest adventures of Eric Prince, the
yes.
founder and CEO of Blackwater, the man who single-handedly controls this billion-dollar company?
Yeah. Well, it was a Blackwater's government contracts in 2004 was $1 million. Now, obviously, as we know, it's over $1 billion.
Yeah.
So Mr. Prince has come a long way since the start of the war with these contractors. And yeah, I mean, it makes perfectly logical sense because here you've got a situation, as you know, that the theory behind what Hagee and the rest do is because it's going to hasten the second coming of Jesus. I mean, it's as simple as that.
That's all.
Nothing more complicated than that.
It's as simple as that, and it's all wrapped around. It's going to happen in the state of Israel, and Israel is a key player in it. And the state of Israel, in their minds, has to be treated with love and affection. And they make this out of interpretations that they find in very simple scripture, such as the story in the book of Matthew, the 25th chapter, where Jesus is talking to his disciples about heaven and hell. They simply turn these stories around in the footnotes and in their editorials that they write about that, and in the books that people like Tim LaHaye write about the end times and the wars at Armageddon and so on, and they turn these events around and somehow place the state of Israel on God's throne alongside of Jesus Christ. And they do it in such a committed and way that they have no choice but then to really believe they have to support the state of Israel. I think last week we quoted Mac Hammond, and he actually preaches to his congregation that if you want to get physical benefits in this world, the thing you need to do is go out and support the state of Israel. And he points to his own church and says, look at how wonderfully we're doing. We gave $600,000 to the state of Israel, and look how God has blessed us because we did that. I mean, this is very commonly taught among the fringe elements, the radical fringes of the Judeo-Christian movement.
You know, the guy that you mentioned that interviewed John Hagee, I know him. His name's Charles Goyette.
Yes.
And he has a radio program now on a on a small but powerful AM station here in the Phoenix area. He was probably the first. He was the first casualty, if you will, on the war effort by this administration. He was. He was regarded as one of the better conservative talk show hosts in the country. He worked for Clear Channel, which,
right,
as we're witnessing the last couple of days, the food fight that's going on between Rush Limbaugh's statements and all the rest, and the fighting that's going on between the left and the right, which it is quite amazing that adults, allegedly these are adults, are behaving like children. And are throwing hissy fits because of everybody's positions. But Charles Goyette was fired from Clear Channel just simply because he questioned the legitimacy of George Bush taking America to war. He made the same arguments that Ron Paul makes. It's unconstitutional. If you're going to go to war, you get Congress to vote on going to war. Not giving some sort of police action powers to the presidency. And he was vilified, marginalized, fired from his job. And fortunately, he hasn't backed down. He's on a smaller station. But it just shows you what will happen when you work for these major media conglomerates and you step out of line from the given message.
Well, I agree. And in listening to his program, he did something that every one of us should remember that you need to do in dealing with any Christian who's influenced by Christian Zionism, and that is you have to think hard about the first piece of scripture they give you, and you have to tackle that and take a hard look at it, and if they quote it out of context, which they usually do, it's almost invariably they do, you need to challenge them and stop them right where they start, and that is what Mr. Goyette did with John Hagee. He caught him in a lie, in a scriptural lie, on the very first words that came out of his mouth, and he just asked him about it and challenged him as to what that scripture meant, and that is how he got control of the program, and from there he had a hard question to ask, and it was amazing to hear the floundering of, and floundering is really something you can imagine if you know what John Hagee looks like.
Sure.
I hate to get personal, but it just demonstrated very clearly that these leaders have feet of clay, and if someone knows how to deal with, how to handle them, they do fall apart because of the falseness of what they do teach. They really can't support it.
Yeah.
I brought up Mr. Prince. Mr. Prince is, it appears, also a evangelical Christian. Or at least he has a strong evangelical Christian family background. His father and the founder of the billion-dollar fortune that helped him start Blackwater was a very active Christian leader who donated and contributed in a big way to James Dobson's history and influence. And young Prince, of course, went off to the military, and then he started Blackwater. And he's famous for his huge contributions to the Bush family and to DeLay and to other leaders in the evangelical movement. And he's married into the family, a very devout Judeo-Christian family, the Amway family, the DeVos family,
right,
who have close ties to people like those we're talking about in the Council for National Policy. They were probably there. And so this guy, Prince, who runs this killer organization that makes its living killing people in Iraq, is, it turns out, comes right from the root of Judeo-Christianity. And here's an organization, you'd expect this organization to be run by a mafioso or someone with callousness about them who had no regard for human life. But, in fact, it's run by somebody who's probably a devout pro-lifer. and a probably a devout, and certainly backed by and in the family of devout Judeo-Christians. And yet, Blackwater has killed numerous people, some of them in cold blood. And it's it's almost as though they were doing bounties. They offered to pay people off when they murdered them. They in one case, they murdered an Iraqi man right in front of embassy employees, and the embassy employees suggested the company pay the man's family $200,000 or $300,000. I think it was $250,000 was the figure they suggested. And Blackwater shrugged it off and said, no, if we did that, the Iraqis would go out and get themselves killed trying to collect money for their families. So they paid him $3,000. They paid his family $3,000. This is Blackwater. So here you have an organization that exemplifies a total lack of respect for human life. And yet it's led by someone who is devoutly, probably devoutly constitutionalist, devoutly pro life, and probably numbers himself among evangelical Christians. And this is the strange situation that you have with people from John Hagee to the leaders of Blackwater to Cheney, of course, where their actions and their lives in no way reflect what they say, where they say one thing and the actions in their lives say entirely another thing. And this leads back to this strange phenomena of, if it's good for the state of Israel, you have to be for it, even if it's pro-death, even if it requires you to kill, even if it's unconstitutional, even if you have to accept an evil man in a position of power.
The next smear of anti-Semitism is going to be directed towards Playboy magazine, and this is not because of promoting Playboy magazine, but the next edition of Playboy magazine apparently has an article questioning the power and the influence of the Israeli lobby. It's written by Jonathan Tazini, and the article's entitled, Israel Shouldn't Get a Free Pass, Real Debate Is Not Anti-Semitic. And already the barbs are flying from the ADL, chastising Playboy magazine for putting this article up in their latest edition. Then, and I don't agree with these policies in any way, shape, or form, but the University of St. Thomas, which is in Minneapolis, in St. Paul, has canceled a speech that was to be given by Archbishop Desmond Tutu because of his of a speech that he gave about 2 years ago, because he is affiliated with a Palestinian Christian organization, and just because of the fact that he hasn't said that Israel's government philosophy is not that far removed from the former South African government. As Jimmy Carter said, you know, there's a direct correlation between the apartheid government of South Africa and the way the Israelis treat the Arabs. So just merely for bringing this up in a speech and being affiliated with a Christian organization in Palestine, the University of St. Thomas has canceled a speech by Desmond Tutu. I mean, this is getting ridiculous to the point of, you know, what should we be debating today? Yesterday I had, do you know Reverend Ted Pike at all?
Yes, indeed.
I had Reverend Ted Pike yesterday, and we were talking about what is buried deeply in the Defense Appropriations Bill is a hate crimes legislation that would make it a crime if you or I spoke out all quoted from the Bible, philosophy on homosexuality. We are going towards this. Do you think we're going to get to a point where we can actually have an honest debate, or is that just wishful thinking on my part?
Is it going to get worse, do you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I think that we are going to be challenged by things like hate crime laws. I think we will see these things enacted, and I believe that we're going to have to overcome these things probably after they are enacted, because as Ted Pike, I'm sure, said, it's very hard to get Americans excited about stopping this, because the evangelical movement can be, again, I'm sure he would say that one of his big opponents in trying to stop hate crime legislation is that he cannot get support from the evangelical movement, because these hate crime laws are viewed as a way to protect the state of Israel. And therefore, the evangelical movement will not take a really strong position against this kind of legislation, because it's always framed in the idea of...
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back. Final segment for this Wednesday. Our guest, as he is each and every Wednesday, is Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. In case you don't know, the mission of Charles and his fine organization is to rescue followers of Christ, from the apostasy called Christian Zionism. And as he says on his website, we reach out to the lost sheep inside our churches. We do not know. They are lost. If you'd like to contact Charles, you can write to him at P.O. Box 14491, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85267. Or you can call 480-947-3329 or access the website to see how you can help these lost sheep find their way by going to the website at whtt.org. An hour is far too short, and I'm not going to hit you with this one to try and explain in 2 minutes or less. But there's also been a lot of debate in the last week, once again, whether or not America is a Christian nation. Do you want to try and answer that question in 60 seconds or less?
Well, I used to have a different answer than I do now. I think there's been a Christian influence in our country from early times that was much more predominant than it is now. But the problem is in the word Christian. And now the word Christian has come to mean Judeo-Christian. The founding fathers of our country were not Judeo-Christians. They were Christian Christians. They believed in fundamental, basic reform or the theology of the Reformation. And, of course, there were Catholics in our country originally as well. We now have a Christianity that's dominated by this sect called Judeo-Christianity, which is entirely different. It started only about 100 years ago. If it was not for the sect of Judeo-Christianity, we would come a lot closer to being a Christian country, because it is our belief that there is really very little Christian in Christian Zionism. It is a departure from Christianity, and that's why we need to learn how to talk to our friends, to our very closest friends, even our families and wives, kids and husbands about this, and the people next door, because they're caught up in something they call Christianity, and we hold these truths. Project Straight Gate says it's not. We say it's an apostate form of Christianity that's only about 100 years old. And so straightening out the words Christianity is the key to it, and we start by trying to do that.
Oh, God bless you for your efforts. And you're giving, just so folks know, you're giving a speech, when's it, next week in Anaheim?
The 12th or the 13th or the 14th, or both, in it's in Orange County. And the announcement is on our website under Project Straight Gate. Just go there and click Project Straight Gate. You'll see the announcement. You can go to the website of the sponsors. They're called Crescent and the Cross. They have some wonderful speakers and some young blood for a change that's really getting into this movement, try to bring about change. So I think it's worthwhile.
Well, appreciate it, sir. And obviously, more importantly, we'll be in San Antonio, Texas.
Well, I'm really looking forward to that, Robbie.
Yes, so am I, sir.
I'm really looking forward to that. Thank you.
Thank you,
so much.
Sir.
I hope you get
all
the
right.
10 people you asked for.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Till tomorrow, my friends. See you. Bye.
It's true.